Chapter 2, in which we meet Jabba. Jabba the Hutt is a giant, evil space slug. And like a slug, he's rather helpless on his own. Tiny arms, no legs, no armor, no weapons. Well, he does have one weapon. His mind. A mind vile and corrupt even by Hutt standards. By the sheer force of his own greed, he has risen to the top. Or perhaps the bottom, depending on your point of view. As the most feared crime lord in the galaxy, he can afford to hire all the help he needs. Smugglers, thieves, bounty hunters, and plenty of pig-like warriors to guard his palace. Just as a slug prefers to hide under a rock, Jabba has chosen a dark, damp place for his palace. The nicer rooms are like a dungeon, and the dungeon is unspeakable. It's a fortress, really. So deep in the dunes that the desert itself is all the defense generally needed. Even so, under Jabba's orders, the old monastery was obsessively fortified by master armorers. After presenting Jabba with the bill for their services, these armorers became Jabba's first prisoners and never escaped the thick walls and cruel traps they themselves had devised. Yes, it's the perfect place for this rancid crime lord to slither away and hide, wallowing in his slimy pleasures and chortling over his ill-gotten treasures. And his newest treasure? For which he had to pay the cunning bounty hunter Boba Fett a medium-sized fortune, is Han Solo. Solo is well known now as a hero of the Rebel Alliance, but not all that long ago, he used his mighty spaceship, the Millennium Falcon, for smuggling, not freedom fighting. He and his co-pilot, Chewbacca, the great hairy Wookiee, ran into some trouble and had to dump their load of spices. Unfortunately, these quite illegal goods belonged to Jabba, and the crime lord did not take the news well. Solo, unable to pay back the price of the spice, paid a different sort of price. Captured by the heartless bounty hunter Boba Fett, Solo was encased in a block of carbonite, a process that left him alive, but frozen in time. And there he lies, or rather hangs on Jabba's wall, his hands reaching out helplessly, his eyes wide with terror, and his mouth stuck in the same scream of pain. Solo will remain like this forever, if Jabba has his way. And Jabba always has his way. He rather likes looking at Solo's frozen agony. Normally a victim's suffering is over all too quickly, but this way, Jabba can slowly savor Solo's pain. Safe in his dark hole, the slug can fill his belly with forbidden, still-kicking foods, lick his barely dressed slave dancers, and bask in the worship of his minions, henchmen, servants, and toadies. And if the wearying work of running a criminal empire ever gets him down, he can turn his terrible orange eyes towards Solo and find new reason to let out one of his stomach-turning giggles. And when Jabba really giggles, really finds something worthy of merriment, even the worst of the criminals who sit at the foot of his throne cower inside.